Hey everybody, it's your girl Reason to Smile today, and I'm hoping that this will give many people a reason to smile, and that's that I'm starting my very own podcast. So my great husband suggested it, as he has his own podcast, Digital Darren. If you haven't checked it out, please go on to Podbean or wherever you get your podcasts and check him out and hear his friends talk about all their shenanigans, from Atlanta sports to their wild men adventures to whatever shenanigans they get into. And I thought it would be a really cool idea. One of the reasons is that it's therapeutic. Just for me to be able to talk and kind of share and get things off my chest, even if it doesn't go anywhere else, even if I don't share it on the internet or post it anywhere, just for me to kind of express and, you know, get things off my chest. And then second, I've just realized that a lot of us are going through the same things. And sometimes those same things are things we don't want to talk about, or we feel ashamed of, or there's a level of embarrassment or a level of unknown or sadness. And even sometimes the good stuff, right? Like, we don't want to be braggadocious. We want to be humble. And so we keep things in. And I think keeping things in is very harmful. And I think it can be unhealthy, and it can be just a lot of bad things. So in an effort to be transparent, in an effort to share, in an effort to be healthy, I just want to share some of the things that I'm going through, and whether or not I've gone through it or it's crossed my mind, and just talking about it in hopes that me talking about it and sharing whatever experiences I have will make someone else feel better. And make someone else feel better just because, hey, someone else is going through that same thing. I'm not alone. Or answer some questions or provide some perspective or whatever it may be. So that's really what's driving the need to start this, or my desire to want to do this. And so those are the two things. One for me, two for the rest of the world. Reason to Smile is my handle on social media, on Instagram. And it's really kind of like my motto to live by, right? I think more people in this world need to be nicer to each other, and give each other a reason to smile and not be so unkind, and to be more kind and treat people the way we want to be treated. And if all of us did that, I think we would be smiling a lot more and just a happier world. I know that's really corny. As my husband likes to say, I kind of live my life like a sitcom. So the Cosbys over here, pre-molestation and sexual misconduct, but the good old wholesome, I try to live my life like that. Do I do it all the time? Obviously not. I am imperfect, or perfectly imperfect, as we like to say, and I'm a work in progress. So just like everyone else, right? No different. So on this podcast, I'm just going to speak about topics that are either near and dear to my heart or across my mind, or I just think would be good something for me to talk about. It will range from things that are going on in my personal life to things that are going on professionally, to what's going on in the world, whether it's current events, what's happening in social media, a topic I hear with my girlfriends, maybe something that's posted in my mommy group, or maybe just a random. And I just want to get on here and talk about it. I think, and I'm still trying to define everything, is I don't know. There's a lot of unknowns, and I don't think I need to figure out the answer to every question before I just start this. I think the hardest thing to do is just to start. So I'm going to do it. So you won't hear a fancy intro or outro, or, you know, have where this podcast may eventually get to a sophisticated level. I'm going to start very raw. And then as you listen and take the journey with me, you'll see me progress and graduate, just like a friendship. So that's, if you just decide to take that journey with me, which I hope you do, I hope you get something out of it. My main goal is to keep these to about 30 to 45 minutes. Me personally, I like to listen to the podcast if I'm in the car driving. And most of the time that's on the way to the work, way to run errands, something like that. So I really think anything over an hour is a little dramatic. And honestly, I doubt anyone wants to listen to me for that long. I will try to come out with podcasts once a week. I'm thinking I'll develop content and do them in, like, let's say 10-week increments, where every week for 10 weeks, I'll drop one and then take a couple weeks off. That's what I'm looking to do. That's my goal. But again, this is a journey. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. I don't have all the answers. So if I don't drop something 1 week, please don't kill me. Bear with me as I'm figuring this out. What else? So it'll be me mostly talking, but I would like to invite others to participate, whether that's friends, family, whether that's people I just know and they may have insight on a particular topic. Who knows where this may go? I'm really trying to leave it open and not put myself into any boxes and allow this to be limitless. So we'll see where this journey takes us and what this turns into. But that's really my goal, just to spend 30 to 45 minutes each week talking. Hopefully you get something out of it. Hopefully I feel better about sharing and we both can grow from there. And that's really the goal. Some of the topics see us talking about are things that are going on in the world. So like I said, current events, things that I'm going through. Recently bought a home, am recently married, got 2 years in the game, have a 3-year-old son, trying to expand our family. That's probably going to be one of the first topics we cover, as that's something I'm actively going through, and that's a fertility journey. So I'm sure I'll probably start there. Friendship. What it's like to be, you know, be friends in adulthood, not out of, you know, fresh out of college. It's totally different than when you're young. Professional topics that cross my mind. I'll probably also open it up to people like, hey, is there something you think we should talk about? What should we get into? What topics would you like to hear more about? And hopefully people are listening. Hopefully people can give me some of that guidance or feedback, because I'm definitely open to it. And really take it from there. Thinking episodes will drop every Monday. That's the goal. Like I said, every Monday for about 10 weeks, take a couple weeks off and then get back to it. And then do that in a couple increments every year and see what this goes. I'd like to stick to it, to do it, and set a goal. So I'm thinking commit to do this for 6 months and then evaluate and see if I liked it, if it was what I thought it was going to be. Did I learn? Did I grow? Do I think other people enjoyed it? Am I getting feedback from others? Was it helpful? Was it not? And evaluate if I want to continue it. I'm not married to this podcast. Obviously, I just started it. We're newly dating. I wouldn't even say we're dating. This is more like I saw a guy, thought he was cute. I'm smiling at him. And that's as far as it's gone so far. He hasn't come over. He hasn't talked to me. He hasn't asked me out. There were no drinks bought, no numbers exchanged, no phone calls. So I hope as this progresses on, we'll go through that and eventually get into dating, and who knows, maybe we'll actually get married, but I'm leaving myself open at this point. So my hope is that you guys will take this journey with me, that it'll be helpful and beneficial to you, that you will enjoy it. If nothing else, you just want to check in and say, hey, what's going on with Reason to Smile this week? And it's something that at least makes your ride into work or ride wherever you're going a little bit more enjoyable. Or if you listen while you're getting ready, that's another time where I listen a lot to podcasts as I get out of the shower, or sometimes I'm in the shower, and just spend that time. That's really kind of just a basic overview of where I think this thing's going to go and a little bit about what our goals are. So hope you stick around. I don't have a fancy outro yet. I don't know what I'm going to do. My husband's podcast ends with a tell a friend to tell a friend. Maybe I'll steal that from him. I mean, we are married, right? So it's not really stealing. It's kind of like half of it's mine already. So at least the first tell a friend is mine. Or maybe I'll come up with something cute and on my own. Or hey, if any of you guys have suggestions on how to end it, let me know. I'm sure it'll be something corny, because I'm a pretty corny person. So something like, well, all right, guys, remember, be the reason someone smiles today. Was that corny enough? No. What else can we do? I hope this has been a reason for you to smile today. I don't know why I feel like I have to say it with like the cheesiest politician's face, but this is a podcast and not a Instagram live. So it's not even like you can see my face. But anyway, we'll come up with something. Thank you guys for spending the 10 minutes just kind of hearing what I have to say. I hope that you go on this journey with me, and we learn a lot from each other and just grow. And if nothing else, you just enjoy 30 to 40 minutes on your drive. Thank you, guys.